It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got a friend, a guest in the community. Now, we've talked to him before out on location before, but got some new things going on. So we wanted to have him in here. Dr. Nadig? Did I get that right?
Dr. Nadig.
Nadig.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean,
that's close.
I like how close you got.
Ballpark. You are closer than most of the other fellows.
Thank you. Nodic, Dr. Nodic.
So generous.
But he runs the AM Care Clinic.
Right.
In Texarkana. And you purchased that, and so you're just getting started with the AM Care Clinic. You're a cardiologist by trade.
Right.
But this is a family clinic. First of all, it's located at 4102 Gibson Lane. And if you're trying to figure that in your mind and brain, it's right behind what they call the Target Shopping Center. It's in that strip center behind Target, and all those other businesses are in that. And, of course, you're going to get another one opened up on the Arkansas side at 3939 East 9th Street, or Highway 82 East, if you prefer to call it that. And that's going to open up, you said, on the Facebook in early November. But right now, the one on Gibson Lane is open. But you are, as we said, a cardiologist. Now, so if people have heart problems, cardiologist needs, they can come to you, but you're expanding that quite a bit. What else is going on at AM Care Clinic?
It's interesting that you asked me. I have been in this greater Texarkana area for almost 4 years, and we have been practicing in Dequeen, Arkansas, and then we moved to Texarkana location 1.5 years ago. I'm a cardiologist by trade, but I've been trained in internal medicine, which is basically general medicine. So I know a thing or two about, other than cardiology.
COVID.
Unfortunately, he knows about COVID. All right.
The AM Care Clinic actually stands is a short, abbreviated version of American Care.
Okay.
So that's, we wanted to have that as a brand. So what happened was in the the spring of this year, we had an opportunity to purchase assets of a primary care clinic. My motto has been always to provide a comprehensive quality care and that is accessible to rural parts of the country. That's why we identified Dequeen for cardiology. Nobody was going to cardiology, but we had a five-day presence in a week since 2007.
So needed there.
So
small rural community.
That is kind of an extension of that, our practice, to provide most of the care under one roof. So we are starting with primary care and family medicine as well as pediatrics. So we see anybody from 0 to 99, basically.
Yeah.
So to take care of the general provision of care. But we also have cardiology on site right now. That's been there for four years. We are planning to add additional services such as neurology.
As we talked about on Facebook, that's underserved right now. And that people need that. There's so many different conditions and problems that fit under neurology.
Exactly. And another area that we are looking into, because that's also underserved, is two other areas. One is rheumatology, the joint disease, and that is also underserved.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, like the rest of the country, in this area we have the narcotic abuse. Substance abuse. And then we want to address that in a very healthy, comprehensive way.
Okay.
So we're looking into the ways how we can do that, basically. So my goal is to provide most of the care under one roof.
Okay. Right. That's a lot of things that you could help people with.
Absolutely. We're going to continue talking about this because when we're on the Facebook, you talked about the fact that, hey, you get things under one roof like that. If you need to come in for some problem, you need to see the cardiologist, you're not going to be sent somewhere else. The cardiologist is going
to
be there.
Bouncing to Little Rock.
And also the fact that you're family caring, trying to get to the root of the problem, caring about the individual, making sure that they have a healthier life. We'll talk about all these things. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, West of Texarkana. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk, interview with Dr. Nadig of the AM Care Clinic, located at 4102 Gibson Lane in Texarkana, Texas. And they're going to open up another facility on the Arkansas side in early November, 3939 East 9th Street, or Highway 82 East, if you prefer to call it that. And we've been talking about what the AM Care Clinic does and covers for people. We talked about it on the Facebook, but we need to mention it on the radio, is the fact that the good thing is that as you increase the services that you're giving under one roof, that somebody comes in, let's say they're just having some kind of medical issue, they're not quite sure what it is, they see one of the doctors or one of the nurse practitioners, and then they say, we need to get your heart checked or whatever. Well, Mr. Cardiologist, is he?
Yeah, Dr. Right. Polly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're not sent all over the world, and it's not this, and that. You're right there, so you can do more than one thing.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as I was talking to you guys about the providing all the services under one roof, let me go take a step back.
Sure.
Cardiology has been my passion even when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in middle school, unfortunately, one of my friends passed away because of a hole in the heart.
Oh. So
that was kind of stuck in my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ever
That's
since
pivoting.
I
yeah.
wanted to be a cardiologist.
Right.
So I had the opportunity and the support from my family to go to med school in India.
I'm glad.
I come here and to Chicago, did all my training. And I'm very happy with my professional life. But extending the care beyond that, you know, there's not just the heart disease that affects the human beings.
Right.
I mean, there is cancer, the strokes, and, you know, even a common flu, for example, the flu season is coming.
Yay.
So we want to provide most of this care under one roof. Yeah. So we are open, as you said, in the two locations, going to be third location in Texarkana, Arkansas side, to common ailments such as flu, earache, sinus infection. Please come and see us, and then we will have the flu vaccination.
Okay,
who
good.
And who want it.
Right.
So
you have preventative health care, immediate health care for a crisis, and then extended health care to make our life longer and hopefully more productive and better.
Exactly.
I guess that's looking at the big picture, the main problem. Because if you don't get the main problem fixed, that little problem is going to crop back up in another form.
Right.
So he's trying to look at the big picture and get you healthy all the way around for the long, so you can live a happier, healthier life. But something you were talking about, Anna, it was the family touch, the nice touch.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're like a number 86. It's your turn to come in and rush you out.
Well, sometimes when I go and I'm sorry, I have an earache, but I need it fixed.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you're given your antibiotics. Of course, your breathing's checked, but that's about as much as the conversation goes. I've had that experience, but when I went,
at some places,
right, and it was like, "How are you?" And it's like, "Well, my ear hurts." No, like, "How are you?" And it was like, "Oh, okay, we're addressing the big picture." And I hadn't experienced that in a while, so I just wanted to compliment you that, like, the whole me was addressed, not just, "Okay, we need you in and out." Like, we have 20 seconds to see you. And I know that insurance plays a big factor in quality of care, but you guys slowed down and treated the whole patient. So
yeah, that's kind
I think
of,
that's
our
a good thing.
Principle. And most of our facilities will have an inviting, waiting area. And
yeah,
you're usually greeted with a big smile.
Right,
and
I was.
We want to know you. I mean, you know, this is my dad used to say, if you treat them as an individual.
Okay.
And don't worry about the money. Money usually follows them.
It will,
so,
yeah.
As opposed to just going after the, you know, whatever we are going after. So, but as treat the individual as a whole.
Right.
So that's the central philosophy. You come to one of our facility, you're, you know, greeted with a big smile.
Right.
You're inquired about your current or immediate ailment,
right.
And then we address the underlying other issues,
right.
Probably educate you on how to prevent other additional dangers of life,
yeah.
To say, especially as we get older, and
right.
I'm going to be in that category, so I need to.
Yeah, I was asked those questions, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No, yeah.
Dr. Nottig is
very young.
Well, I was counting up the years. He said, "Well, I was in this here for this many years and that many years." And
he started when he was six.
Yeah, he doesn't look that old, but I guess he's older than what he looks.
That's right.
Although, I think that is a compliment.
It is.
Very well.
It is a compliment because you don't look like you're old enough to have had all those years that you talked about. But he's got years and years and years of experience, and like me. We will be getting to that age that you're talking about.
Make me feel like Yoda, like ancient.
Yeah. 1039 and mypigradio.com, 24 hours a day, the best in most country. And we are talking with Dr. Nodig of the AM Care Clinic, located at 4102 Gibson Lane. That's in that strip center behind what they call the Target Shopping Center. Soon, in early November, to open up a second location in Texarkana at 3939 East 9th Street, or Highway 82 East, if you prefer to call it that. It's out by the Loop. Mm-hmm. And then he's got one open in DeQueen, Arkansas, and soon to be
coming
open in Paris, Texas, out there.
Yeah.
All right. Any ideas when Paris, Texas is going to open up?
I think probably around December, okay. First week of December.
Okay, perfect.
So we get the Arkansas side one in November, and then Paris. For the people that live out on the western fringes of our listing area, Paris, you can go get seen there, and that's good to have a convenient location.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to drive so far to get to location. If you're in that area, you can go. And you know, we were talking about on the Facebook, we hadn't talked about it too much here. You got women's care and pediatrics. I want to make that clear that you said from birth on up to
right
100 or whatever, but you're covering it all.
Yes. So we provide all the primary care needs, uh-huh. Whether it is a pediatric, you know, health checkup
or wellness
checkup, uh-huh. or you are here for your, you know, annual physical, or you know, you have a flu that, or before flu, getting a flu vaccination.
Yeah, please get your flu shot first. Yeah.
And so we provide all those acute care mm-hmm. in these locations. Talking about Paris, when it is going to be open, it's going to be right next to Pizza Hut, which is on the Loop there.
Oh, easy to find.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the Loop, right near the Hampton Inn. So,
right.
Okay. So that's going to be open sometime in December. But you know, the reason for opening in Paris is a lot of patients for cardiology come to us, to Texarkana. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
We go there once a week. So, but we want to extend our primary care offering to Paris as well.
All right.
So.
And you said that the location on Gibson Lane is open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then now when this one on the Arkansas side opens up, you're going to have extended care there on the weekends, so that if someone has a problem on the weekends, got just a short little drive over there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in the Arkansas side, you have access 7 days a week.
Uh-huh. Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Most likely 8 to 6, or it could be a little longer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, you know, just to provide the care.
Yeah,
right.
Well, the main thing is the fact that, hey, if something comes up during the day on Saturday or Sunday, man, something's wrong.
Right.
They'll be open for you to.
So, unfortunately, most of our weekends get ruined because, you know, you get a sniffles or you get a something.
Yeah, yeah, it's
got something. I can't quit sneezing.
Yeah.
Something's wrong, and I can't go anywhere to get it checked out.
Right.
Not to mention, you may have to miss out your school or the work.
Yeah, I want to get back to work on Monday. Yeah.
This is one way to solve the problem.
Oh, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Convenient.
And that's kind of what they're going to be all about, is
right.
being convenient and being caring and family oriented, and like I said, seeing anybody and everybody, the kids.
Right.
You got women's care, elderly care,
yeah,
cardiologist.
They care.
Which the ticker,
yeah.
You know, if it ain't working right, as they say, you know, nothing can work right. I mean, that's the main thing.
Yes.
You got to have that going.
Yes, you said it right.
Well, I tell you what, it was great to have you, and we sure appreciate you taking time to come by here and talk to us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
So once again, they're already open.
And what's their telephone number?
4102 Gibson Lane. And then they're going to be open in early November at 3939 East 9 or
okay.
Highway 82 East. They'll be open probably in December in Paris for people out in the western area.
Okay.
And yeah, what's the phone number on Gibson Lane?
Our phone number is 903-255-7923.
Perfect. All right. If you have a problem, these
Give
are the people to
call.
See. AM Care Clinic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No worries.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.